I've travelled quite a bit since leaving here. When I left here, I left because I believe the Lord was calling me to be an evangelist, and he sent me to something called Church Army. Now, I had never heard of Church Army before in my life, before I felt the calling to go. Because originally, after we got married, Joy and I really felt that the Lord was calling us to the mission field. And so I thought it was SAMS, you know, the South American Mission Society, that no longer exists, sadly. It's been amalgamated with CMS. And so we went along to a selection weekend. I remember it. We went in our old minivan. It was snowing. The windscreen wipers weren't working, so I had to stick my arm out of the window and wash the snow off the windscreen. And it was freezing. And we went along for the weekend, and at the end of it, they called us together, like they do, and individually, and said, you know, Barry, I really don't think that South America is your calling. We've never had anybody score so low on the language aptitude test as you. So I thought, oh, that's fine. I'm really happy. I'll go home and carry on doing what I'm doing, which I said was a fireman. I love being a fireman, and I was just exploring the other options that I thought the Lord was calling me to. But blow me down, they didn't let it go at that. They then sent me a letter about 2 or 3 weeks later suggesting that maybe my ministry might be with Church Army. Now, I never knew anything about Church Army. Anybody here know anything about Church Army? Some of you do. Most of you might confuse it with the Salvation Army, but it's not. It's the Church Army. It's part of the Church of England. And it was born at the end of the 19th century to promote evangelism in the church as a whole. So I went along completely convinced that I was not, because I wanted to stay a fireman. I did not want to leave the job. And so Joy and I went along. I get confused. I even call Mary Joy sometimes. We went along, and I remember we were sat side by side, and across the table were some interviews going on. They said, well, why do you want to join Church Army? I said, I don't. And then Joy kicked me in the shins. I said, well, I'm being honest here. I don't. But I thought, that's it. I've now convinced them to say no to me so I can go back to my quiet life in my house up the road and stay a fireman for the rest of my days. But they sent me a letter inviting me to train. What? So that sat on the mantelpiece for about 2 or 3 weeks while I really thought and prayed and got the courage together to know what to do about it. And I came to the conclusion that if I didn't accept this fleece that I laid out for the Lord, as it were, what do you want me to do for you, God? And this seemed to be quite obvious. This is what the Lord wanted me to do. If I didn't accept that, then my faith would be relegated to that of a hobby and not that of a directing force of my life. Because faith has either got to direct and consume your life, or it is not faith. Certainly when it comes to the Lord. So my faith, I realized that if I didn't accept this invitation, my faith would be no more than an elaborate hobby. And so I accepted it. And I remember going into work the following day and handing my resignation in, and them looking at me with, are you serious? Nobody leaves the fight. Are you serious? I said, yeah, I am serious. And we went off, and I left my job, a house, and we lived on very little. And I have to say publicly, thank you very much to Robert and Pat, who supported us financially, faithfully, through those 3 years at college. But without your contribution, life would have been really, really tough, because they didn't give you much of an allowance to live on. There was no guarantee that there was a job at the end of it. It was a totally, well, let's see where it leads us sort of thing. That led us to working in Stratford. That's why I said Stratford and not Stratford, which is, some of you may know, is part of the East End of London-ish part of London, just across the river on the north side of the River Thames. It's quite a large part of Newham. It's a very intense part of London there. We went there for a while. I worked as a youth and community worker in the cellar of the big church there in the middle of Stratford. From there, we moved again. And we moved up to Sunderland. We couldn't get much further away, could we, from there, up to Sunderland, which was, anybody been to Sunderland? Some of you have. Right, I was there a long time ago, just after the mines and the shipyards had closed. So it was a very, very tough time to be there. And then from there, we came south. Every time somebody catches up with us, we moved. That was a theory. By then, we came south, and we ministered in a place called Bestwood, which is just north of Nottingham. It's part of Nottingham. Vast housing estate. I mean, thousands of houses, but not even a post office or a bank on it, but lots of off-licenses and betting shops. There you go. And that's where we ministered there for a while. And then when we moved on from there, we moved further south again into Cambridgeshire, where I became a prison chaplain in a maximum security prison called Whitemoor. And I was there for quite some time. And then from there, we moved out of there and moved into a village ministry in a place called Warboys and Bury. And from there, we moved to Roxwell in Chelmsford, where I met Mary. And after that, I moved from there to where I am at the moment, which is a church called St. Andrew's in a place called Hornchurch. So in that period, I was also ordained, obviously. So it's been a sort of smorgasbord of travelling around. And here I am, after all that travelling, back here. How it's changed me and how it's affected me, I genuinely, no, but obviously it has. But when you're in the process, you don't actually sometimes know what that's about or what the Lord is doing. And it's on the back of that that we come to look at today's sermon, finally. And I chose, thank you, you read it so beautifully. Thank you, Robert, Psalm 42 and 43. So if you've got a Bible and you want it open before you, please do. You don't have to. It's on page 526. And you may be wondering why I'm going to be talking about what looks on the surface quite a depressive couple of psalms on a period of celebration for us all here in this building.